Psalm 111, Preface. Great and wonderful are the works of God, which we observe in our own body and soul. Rightly did the ancients call man a world in miniature, because in man the most wonderful of God's works are concentrated. Among the many millions walking the earth, not two are perfectly alike, a diversity delightful to the eye. There is an ever-active power in man, a soul, which thinks, reasons, plans, invents. How does the soul originate thoughts? How does the mind react on the body? Who can understand the mystery of speech and hearing? A man formulates his thoughts into words and articulates them with his tongue and lips. The sound strikes the ear of another, and through his ear he perceives the thoughts in his neighbor's heart. So let us give thanks unto our God, by whose hand we are so fearfully and wonderfully made, that we may not be found like unto that cardinal who, walking over a meadow and meeting with a toad, stopped and began to weep. Asked for the cause of his tears, he answered that he had never yet returned thanks to God for creating him a man with understanding and not such a deformed reptile. A hymn of sincere thanks is found in the 111th Psalm. Praise of God for bodily and spiritual blessings. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath shown his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Summary. This psalm was composed to be sung by the people of Israel, that they might learn to give thanks to God for his gifts and benefactions in spiritual and bodily things. Great are the works of the Lord, and wonderful. They that contemplate them must find delight in them, because they bear witness of his might and skill, and proclaim his goodness towards the children of men. He makes full provision, preparing meat for the body and salvation for the soul. To acknowledge this with grateful hearts, we should be the more ready because our forefathers went to worship dumb idols. Know that the Lord, he is God, and there is none other. Walk in his fear, praise his name, trust his covenant of grace in his Son, for this is true wisdom. Prayer. Praise belongs to thee, our God, because thou hast fulfilled thy promises to thy people Israel, in the incarnation of thy Son, and didst send the light of thy truth to our fathers, when they were walking in ignorance of thee. Grant us steadfastly to trust thy covenant of grace, that we may live therein. Make thy works of mercy and truth known also to our children, that they may praise thy name in generations to come. Amen.